It's Wednesday, October 12th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Not only did Hurricane Matthew kill almost 900 Haitians, but it left tens of thousands homeless in the poorest country in the hemisphere. One ministry, Samaritan's Purse, has 100 full-time staff on the ground, with an additional 25 having just flown in. The Worldview spoke with Chris Taves of Samaritan's Purse to get the latest update.
They're working in 4 different locations at the moment out on the Western Peninsula. They've been involved in assessments and distributions of plastic sheeting, food, and hygiene kits over the last couple of days. To date, we've helped 9,000 people, about 2,000 households. Hygiene kits include most of the things you would actually find in your bathroom on the counter, is things like soap, washcloths, women's hygiene products, toothpaste, toothbrushes, things that we often take for granted but are often lost in the aftermath of a hurricane like this one.
Taves revealed that cholera has now popped up in several places.
Cholera is a very serious disease, waterborne disease. It causes a lot of vomiting and diarrhea. You dehydrate. The only way that you can technically treat it is to help people get through the worst of it, giving IV fluid and helping to manage those symptoms until their body is strong enough to fight it off. We are getting reports from the Ministry of Health up and down the coastline that there are communities where they are finding 100 to 200 people with symptoms that look like cholera. We know that cholera is present in Haiti on the best of days. But when you have situations where people are now having to drink out of contaminated water sources and have had their hygiene practices disrupted, there's a very high likelihood that it will spike. And we know of various communities where those numbers are going up. And we're trying to get some cholera treatment units in place using many of our medical staff to intervene to help in that life-saving manner.
Samaritan's Purse has already sent 40 metric tons of relief supplies for the people of Haiti on 2 flights of their DC-8 aircraft. 3 more flights take off this week. Last Saturday, 800 pro-lifers attended the Pro-Life Campaign National Conference in Dublin, Ireland, urging the Irish government not to repeal the 8th Amendment to the Irish Constitution, which affirms the humanity of the unborn baby, reports Life News. Anne McElhaney spoke of her film, Gosnell, about convicted abortionist Dr. Kermit Gosnell, who admitted to snipping the spines of babies he killed in gruesome live birth abortions. Despite the fact that homosexual marriage is supported by 61% of Australians, the perverted twist on God's design has been delayed for at least 3 years in Australia after the Labour Party said yesterday that it would not support a national vote. The French government announced last month that it plans to ban pro-life websites found guilty of, quote, deliberately deceiving women, unquote, with the appearance of neutrality, reports World News Service. Under an amendment to the so-called Equality and Citizenship Law, owners of pro-life sites would face a $33,000 fine and 2 years in prison. The primary French pro-life website is IVG.net, which advertises a crisis line for women facing unexpected pregnancies, which says, you are pregnant and considering abortion? Don't be alone. The new law would lump pro-life sites in with pro-anorexia sites and pro-terrorism sites already banned by the French government. 4 Christian teenage girls have been arrested in an Ethiopian town after distributing Christian literature. According to World Watch Monitor, the 4 teens, Eden, 15, Gifty and Meheret, both 14, and Deborah, 18, were distributing a Christian book in Ethiopia's main language by a local author entitled Let's Speak the Truth in Love, Answers to Questions. Eden suffered a beating on her first night in prison. However, her faith was unshaken. Eden said, quote, this suffering is an honor for us. We should expect persecution. We are not afraid. We are singing and praying here in prison, unquote. Reminds us of a similar testimony found in Acts 16:25. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Mark Armitage is a Bible-believing Christian who worked as a scientist at California State University, Northridge. Because he did not toe the evolutionary line, he was fired, reports Christian News. Armitage had discovered soft tissues on a large Triceratops horn. Since evolutionists cannot account for the existence of soft tissues like the ones he discovered, his discovery caused quite a stir. He said one supervisor stormed into his lab, shouting, "We will not tolerate your religion in this department!" Now, 2 years later, after Armitage sued California State University, the school settled the lawsuit with a six-figure payout. Surprise, surprise! She went into Walmart to buy groceries, but came out with a newborn baby, reports the Provo Daily Herald. With a little help from Walmart employees and other customers, Terry Riley delivered her baby while in the checkout line. Mama and baby are doing well in the town 60 miles south of Salt Lake City, Utah. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, October 12th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.